views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. I am so glad you're here. And it doesn't matter if you're listening live or you're listening to an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that whenever you're here for a reason. So I hope something you hear in the next hour brings you some light and helps you move forward. Happy 2013. I hope that all of you had a wonderful holiday season and that you are heading into this new year with enthusiasm and delight. I've had a wonderful vacation with my family, and those of you who follow me on Facebook will know that I made good on my plan to stay in my pajamas for as much of the vacation as was humanly possible. I also, what did I do? I knitted a pair of socks. I laughed my head off several times every day. I spent hours playing a video game with my kids. We got a great racing game for the Xbox, and I've spent many hours driving little carts around fantastic tracks on video games. I slept late. I read books, and generally, I just enjoyed myself thoroughly. I don't make New Year's resolutions in the traditional sense, I guess, and it may be because I sort of know myself too well. I do a lot better when I'm as loving and forgiving of myself as it's possible to be while I still set an intention to move forward. And I found this out after years of setting the same harsh goals for myself and then finding out after a couple of days that I've sort of lost interest and fallen off the track. But here's what I wish for myself this new year. And if it resonates for you, it's what I wish for you as well. I want to remember to keep my eyes open this year, to see the divine in my partner, in my children, in the people I love, and in the people who I struggle to put up with, in strangers and in those who I've been around the block with many times before. I want to honor my curiosity, my inquisitive spirit, and to remember to listen closely so that I can hear and receive the gifts that others bring to the conversation and to silence. I want to honor my physical body and my spirit so that I can bring myself into balance and be fully aware of my connection with the divine and continue to be a conduit for divine love in the world. Numerologist, healer, and teacher Cheryl Patton returns to the show today to talk about the numerological vibrations for 2013. And she would like to help you connect with personal insight about what your numbers can tell you in the year ahead. If you'd like to get a mini reading on the air from Cheryl, please do call in 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Betty from Toronto is on the line, and we'll get to Betty's call in just a moment. She wants her mini reading with Cheryl, and I bet you do too. I will introduce you to Cheryl in just a moment, but first, if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, I would love to connect with you. The heart of my work is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I host monthly online gallery readings, teach intuitive development classes, and golly, a lot more. So head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. If you feel we're a good fit for each other, email me and let me know what you would like to work on together. And now, Cheryl Patton. She is a professional numerologist, teacher, healer, and author. She's passionate about using her intuition, education, divination skills, and practical coaching methods to mentor women in the second half of their lives in order to achieve their dreams. Cheryl believes that with the right mindset, nothing is impossible. And at 59 years of age, recently completed walking 600 miles on the El Camino de Santiago in 34 days. Wow. You can find out more about Cheryl and her work at cheryl-patton.blogspot.com. Cheryl, welcome to Out of the Fog. Cheryl, are you with me?
We are actually having some phone trouble, so give us 1 second, Karen, and we'll get right to her.
No problem. It's live radio, ladies and gentlemen. The fun never stops. One of the things I love about Cheryl and her story is that she decided that she was going to make a pilgrimage. She was going to walk the El Camino de Santiago, and then, by golly, she did it. She trained and trained and trained and walked, and as she said, in 34 days was able to complete that training. So it was a wonderful thing for her. Now we do have Betty in Toronto on the line. And Betty, if you don't want to hang on anymore, I'd be very happy to do a little mini psychic reading for you on the air. Would you like to connect us with Betty, Chrissy?
Yes, I think that we have Betty on the line.
Wonderful. Hey, Betty, welcome to the show.
Or possibly Conchetta. We're having major phone trouble over here. Your phone lines are lighting up, Karen.
Hello. Hey, who have I got on the line with me?
Oh, hi, it's Conchetta. How are you?
Hi, Conchetta. Welcome to the show. I'm glad to hear a friendly voice. As you can hear, it's like the New Year's Eve fireworks display, only it's with our phone lines here.
That's the way to start 2013, with a bang.
With a bang, and with the unexpected, which is always good. Now, we don't have Cheryl Patton with us. If you have a question about 2012 and you'd like a little intuitive guidance, I'd be happy to take a stab at it if you're interested.
Sure. Actually, I have asked this question to you before, and I was wondering if maybe things have changed, because I really feel strongly for this person. I think things kind of progressed a little bit, and I'm just wondering if maybe things have changed, if you feel he is the one or somebody that could possibly be the one.
Sure. First thing I want to say about this is that things can always change, and the reason is because you make them change,
right,
and your potential partner right makes them change. So anything anybody says to you isn't set in stone unless you choose to make it set in stone, okay? Is it all right to know either this person's real first name or a first name that you're comfortable saying on the air that I can use as a little hook to go and find them?
Sure, yep. No, his real name is actually Julio.
Is Julio. Well, I have to say that, so right away when I look at the two of you, I have to say what they're showing me is a feeling of like warmth, of when you put the pot on and it's not boiling, but it's kind of starting to simmer. So you are right, there is increasing warmth between the two of you.
Right.
What you decide to do about long term, about going forward, is going to take some discussion. I don't think that this is one of those things that can be where you can like assume that the other person knows everything you're thinking and knows everything you're feeling. You guys really, really need to be talking to each other if you want to move forward. Clear communication is vital. One of the gifts that you can give to Julio is your ability to create kind of a safe and loving space for him. He doesn't come across as like, oh, he's needy or oh, he has fears. But honestly, and you know this or you wouldn't be with him, he does have a loving heart and he may have some fears about expressing himself fully to you. So I would love to see you make that warm and loving space for communication between the two of you. Okay. Does that make sense from what you know?
Yeah. It does, yes, because he's actually from England and I'm from Canada. And when he was here the last month that he was here, I had met him on Thanksgiving in Canada, and I just felt a really nice connection with him, and he's just a very gentle soul, and you're right. I mean, it makes sense because he's back home right now, and I know that he wants to come back to live here in Canada. So I know that he has a lot to deal with at home, and it's a big change if he were to come here. So I absolutely feel that you're right, yeah, and I totally understand. I have been trying to give him that space and also know that I'm here, and I'm not, pressuring him into anything, or I'm just, he knows that I'm available and that I'm here and that I also like him.
Well, and also one of the things that I can really see between the two of you is I think he's starting to understand that at your essence, you are really very genuine. You are very generous. He has a way of putting himself on guard against people who might not be genuine, right? He doesn't like phonies. Neither do you. But he is starting to understand, and part of the softening is because he understands that you are showing him your authentic self. And that as time goes on between the two of you, you're showing more and more of your authentic self. And that's just a beautiful thing. And that's what, that's like the jewel in the relationship. That's like the thing between you that, that can keep you guys focused on each other. If you choose to continue to work on the relationship, there is potential here. It's going to be difficult, as you say, because of the distance. And it's going to be a little bit difficult because of the natural communication gap that you guys need to work a little harder to fill than maybe some other couples might.
Right.
But if you want this to happen, then you can make it happen, but it is going to be you guys working on it. Okay? Is that helpful?
Right. Yeah, and yeah, no, absolutely. I just wanted to know that if we do work on that, and once he gets here, you know, then he's, I guess, he could put, you know, could be more focused on our relationship. Do you think that it'd be a good relationship, or do you know,
I think that one of the possible conflicts or difficulties here between the two of you is that it may be that you might start to feel like you were doing a lot of work to keep him focused, and I can see that being a place of resentment for you. So I would just want to watch for that. You have a very you have a kind of a go-getter attitude. You're just not lazy. You don't sit back, right? When you want something, you go and you make it happen, which is beautiful, right? I would just not want to see your need to having to keep focus him. I wouldn't want that to create some resentment for you. Okay?
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
It's
really
looking good.
It's gonna
be work. But thank you so much for calling the show. There was not one ounce of numerology in what I said to you. But I hope that's okay.
Don't worry about it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck in 2013.
Thank you. Happy 2013 to you too.
Thank you. Take care.
And thank you. And for those of you who are waiting online for Cheryl Patton, we are about to go into a quick break. When we come back, Cheryl Patton will be here, will be joining us, I hope, on the phone. We're going to talk about the numerological vibrations of 2013, and she would love to connect with you to help you find out what your numbers mean for you. Now, I've had Cheryl on the show a couple of times before, I think, on this platform, and if you've been listening to the show over the years, you've heard her on the show several times. She can boil down the numerological impact of something like an address, what your house number means. And she does a numerology calendar that's a really big help. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today. TheBreakthroughConnection.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, exploring what happens when the phone lines don't always work and when you try to drink tea, and instead of taking the tea into your, you know, going down your throat, you take it into your lungs. So pardon me, we're having all kinds of fun over here. Cheryl Patton, though, is with us. She is a professional numerologist, teacher, healer, and author. And Cheryl, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, thank you for having me. We always have to have a little bit of excitement to start a show with every once in a while. It keeps us on our toes.
That's right. It keeps things interesting. We wouldn't want it to be routine. What have you done to celebrate the new year?
Actually, for the new year, I got to actually relax. And this was, you were in your pajamas. I heard that before.
Yes,
before
I
disappeared. You know, sometimes people don't realize that that is a luxury for some people. And that's what I did. I threw the pillows up on the bed and just sat back with the laptop on my desk and or on my lap, actually, and just got the numbers and the vibrations ready for the first week of January.
Wow. And it's heaven,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's fun. And it is fun. It really is. And, of course, I'm like everybody else. I have no idea until I sit down and start working the numbers of the day what's going to come up. And I go, ooh, ooh. And so I have as much fun as some of the other people. I'm wondering, what's the combination going to be for today?
Well, what is the vibration like for 2013? How is it going to be different than 2012?
Well, 2012 was a 5 vibration for the planet. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's personal year was a 5, but all that kind of gets trickled down to us. And the 2012 being that 5, that's the roller coaster number. That's a number that says, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, I'm moving, I'm changing, and it can go that fast as well. Sometimes we don't make the best decisions because the 5 also likes to bring in drama if it's getting bored, and then we make some really odd things that we either have to live with, or like 2013 is going to be a 6 vibration, and it says it's about community. It's about family. Let's bring it together. Now, how that may feel as if we're still in that 5 year, depending on the decisions we made, if we didn't make very good decisions for a while into that 6, now we've got to clean them up. Now, so it still feels like drama going on, but it isn't. We've got to clean up what we created in 2012, that goes for everything. Goes for organizations, corporations, people, not just, you know, not just individuals. And then the six says, after we've cleaned up what we've created in that five personal year, let's get one-on-one. Let's worry about our fellow man. Let's nurture ourselves and each other. Let's get together and communicate and speak, and let's start caring. So I like that sixth vibration for 2013. But for a while, until we have settled down what we've created in 2012, it might feel like we're just kind of extending last year.
Mm. Now, Betty in Toronto is hanging on, and she's been waiting patiently through all the hysteria of the first segment. Do you mind connecting with Betty and giving her a little insight into her year?
Sure. Let's have her on the line.
Wonderful. The patient, Betty from Toronto, you are on the air with Cheryl Patton and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
I'd love to know my numbers.
Oh, great. All I need is your birth date at this point.
Okay. It's January 22nd, 1961.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to reduce that 22. I'm going to leave that. So you're born on a 22 day. You have a 5 attitude, which means usually do not like being bored. And let's get that. Ah, this is very interesting. I like this one. You're going to give me a little bit of fun here. You're also a 22 life path. Do you know what that means?
No, not really.
Okay, great, because a lot of people don't realize these are just a little bit special. We're not going to reduce that 22 because that is a master number. Now, a lot of people want master numbers in their numerical blueprint because they go, oh, I want the 11, the 22, or the 33. But it means that you have to learn there's just a wee bit more lessons in life than the average person. I call you the walking encyclopedias. You don't look at study as being a chore. You just gravitate, and you've got to collect all sorts of information. But the 22 is the master teacher. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be a teaching in a university or anything like this. You just naturally learn. You naturally teach. And the 22 is here to motivate and uplift as many people as they can touch, and also to teach their wisdom. Now, you may be actually teaching other people a particular topic, something that you would love to do, but it is a fantastic vibration in that it's very healing to other people. And you were born on the 22 day. You have the 22 as your life path number, so this is really important to you. Now, what I'm going to also find out is, where are you headed for 2013, and just make sure I've got those numbers in there right, and I do. You're going into a very special year. You're going into a two-year, but not just any two-year. There's two different types of twos, and that's not a pun on numbers. There is the date that adds up to the number 20, or just like yours, you're going into an 11/2 year. It can be very emotional, but on the other hand, it is very insightful. Your intuition is going to be running amazingly high with all those twos surrounding you in your numerical blueprint, and also that 11 year, trust your gut feelings. Now, where a lot of people will back off is because it can be emotional. We sometimes get a little more teary. We love more. We are passionate more. But at the same time, if you feel you're getting a message, trust it. And still, if you're thinking, well, am I quite sure? Write them down. Watch the pattern, come to you as you're listening or to the thoughts that are dropping into your head. You will also have lessons in this year. Now, lots of times when we say lessons, the first thing we think is, oh no, not lessons. They're not bad lessons. These are a little short, a couple days here and a couple days there. But mostly it's to hone our intuition and working with the divine. So not the type of lessons like I'm going to learn patience, I'm going to learn, not those heavy duty things. It's really to pull you into more of a communication with divine. You are just absolutely surrounded between the master numbers and the high intuitive numbers. This is going to be a very interesting year for you. Absolutely. If you feel that it might get a little stressful at times, sacred space. I always suggest to folks to have sacred space. A place, could be just a corner of a room, could be a whole room of your own if you have quite a number of rooms in your home. No bills in there, no broken things, no nothing, just things that make you feel good. Things where you can retreat, even if it's just for 10 minutes, just to be among the things you love, just to calm. But fantastic intuition this year. Listen to it. Trust it. It's it's going to be an exceptional year for you. You're going to learn a lot. If you're not used to journaling, this is the year to do it. You're going to want to look back.
Wonderful. Is that helpful information, Betty?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing most of that anyway, the journaling, and I do actually have a room in my house now that I'm just going to, it's already done, but it's now Christmified, so I need to take the Christmas out of there. It was the wrapping room for a while. But yeah, no, that's perfect. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling the show. I have to do de-Christmasizing at my house, too, and I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm hesitating. I don't want to de-Christmas things, but it's time. So thank you for calling the show, Betty. And, Cheryl, we've got just a couple minutes before we go to break. See how the time just flies. These vibrations that you're talking about for 2013, are we all going to feel this sense of drama that then kind of is followed by us having communicated? We're not all going to experience this the same way, are we?
Not necessarily. If we have not created that within our lives, we're just going to pop right into that six. But for a lot of folks, now we do have the folks that are going to have personal 6 years. They're going to feel it that much more because that's the Earth's vibration for the year. It's theirs. So they feel the events of the world that much more. Mm-hmm. And for them, yes, they will. But I'm thinking of more world events. We can look back to 2012 and see what's happened. Then we're moving into 2013, and we're not going to see it happen overnight. There's a lot of things that need to be cleaned up first.
Mm-hmm. Well, and time is kind of an arbitrary construct. Anyway, it's not like really when the ball drops at midnight, the curtain comes down and we start something new.
And so we've just kind of eased from one to another. For myself, I could already feel what I was easing into for 2013 back at the beginning of December. So you're right. There isn't this real, you know, the wall of China. We must go over it and keep going. We just kind of blend from one right into the other.
Right. Wonderful. Well, when we come back after this break, I'm going to ask you, maybe we can tell people how to figure out what their personal year is this year, how to get that number. And I want to, right before we go to break, can you tell us how to find you on YouTube? Because you're doing something extremely cool.
I'm under One Woman's Wisdom, and that one is a numerical one. And every day I give the vibration of the day, and it's on video.
Awesome. And I'll be there every year. I'll be there every day looking to see what mine is because I love it and I love the way you give guidance. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Cheryl Patton. Find out more about Cheryl and her work at cheryl-patton.blogspot.com. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hague. And my guest on today's show is Cheryl Patton. She's a numerologist, teacher, healer, and author. And I would love it if you go over to her website. It's Cheryl-Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, .blogspot.com. There you can find out all about Cheryl's work. You can also catch up with her on YouTube. She is One Woman's Wisdom. On YouTube, she's going to be posting daily, that's a heck of a commitment, videos about the numerological vibration of each day. Cheryl, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And also, I wanted to wish you and your family a happy new year.
Thank you. Here we are.
I love when we change the new year over. I always feel a little melancholy after Christmas, but when January 1st comes, it's like, oh, let's go.
I always think of the new year like the first day of school, because you know how you have your new shiny notebooks and calendars and journals?
Yes.
So the feeling for me of the new year is always that, wow, what can I accomplish? What lies in front of me? And to that end, you can help us figure out what number goes with our personal year, right? How do we do that? And what
does
it
mean? Okay, the first thing, grab your pen if you have it in front of you. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at the month you were born. You're going to turn that into a number. So very easy, January is the first month, so it's number one. June is the sixth month, so it's a number six. December is the 12th month, put down a 12. So you're just going to change it into a number. I happen to know that Karen, you and I were born the same month, so I'm going to put down a 6.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Then you're going to put plus, and then you're going to take the day you were born. I was born on the 1st, so that makes it real easy. I'm going to put a number 1 there. So it's going to be a number either between 1 and 31. We know that. So the month plus the day plus 2013. So plus 2, plus 0, plus 1. Plus 3 for 2013. Add them all the way across. I'm going to do mine real fast, and it adds up. Mine is 612013, and it adds up to the number 13. Now I want to reduce that. So I'm going to, because I really want a single digit, so I'm going to take that 13 and add it to itself. 1 plus 3 equals 4. I'm going into a 4 personal year. And I'm going to go ahead and just kind of go down each number and give you a real fast idea of what each one of those personal years means for you. If yours added up to the number one, that's my favorite. It's all systems go. It is high energy. It is what do I want with my dreams? Here I go. I'm going forward. You can manifest anything. I like the number one. However, the number one is a very independent number. So it's not really conducive of close relationships. You have to kind of work on that. Make sure you have communication going if you have a spouse or a family that you're living with. So it can't be an all independent for the 365 days. Number two, we have one that is very emotional. But on the other hand, it really hones in our high intuition. Think of the two as the high priestess on the tarot card, and you've got an idea of what two is. It's about love. It's about peacefulness, harmony, negotiations, mediations. Great year to fall in love if you're looking for a partner. Number three, personal year, communication. These are artists. These are musicians, are the people who paint, sculptures, anything to do with, as I say, communication, such as radio, television, or the written word. We have our authors in that number three. Three is also laughter, playfulness. I want to go on vacation. Oh, let's spend money. Let's eat junk food. You want these people at your parties. They're great fun. Number four, there's where I'm at. It's about study. It's a business number. It's about security and stability around the home. It's about looking at perhaps a home-based business, the number four. And as I said, time to study. What do I want to do? Not quite as a social number as that number three. Those people who are in the number five, don't panic like some people say. It's not necessarily like the five of tarot. Don't worry about it. But the one thing about the five, we thought the three liked to have fun. Oh, the five can throw a party on a dime. And these people, it says, let's travel. Let's go everywhere. I want to explore the world. I want to be adventuresome. All that glitters is not gold in a five personal year. So instead of being like the kid in the candy store, think twice. If you see something you want, no matter what it is, sit back and wait a few days. Think first, because a lot of people, just like the planet, have to clean up what they create in their 5 year when they get to a six personal year, which says family, community, nurturing. It's a lovely number. It's also a very domestic number, and don't be surprised for you people who are in a six personal year that suddenly you look at your walls and you just look at your curtains, you look at the carpeting and say, who picked this out? And the next thing you know, you are absolutely remodeling your house. So six can be a very nice number, really fun. The seven personal year, this is you, Karen.
It's me.
You are going into, yes, you. This is the number of the spiritual seeker. It's a quieter year. It's not as social. But it's when we look within, we look at our philosophies, our belief systems in life, what our spirituality is, and say, is it working for me? Do I want to go off and learn a little bit more about this avenue or that avenue? We really start questioning ourselves. Another thing we start questioning is, why am I here? What is my purpose in life if we have not established that before? And however, if we know why we're here, you're not going to put yourself through that. But for those people who are sevens, I always like to tell them that is one of the bugaboos of the sevens. We start driving ourselves crazy with those questions. Mm-hmm. It is also the sevens and fours love to study. And the seven loves to be the detective, and they love to do research. And as I was telling you, the mundane side of it is all of a sudden we want to start tracing our family tree. That is not unusual to start during a seven personal year. The number eight personal year is money and finance. I want a different job, perhaps. I want to start a business. These are the hard-hitting people. I put them on Wall Street. In other words, they are really, really focused. But it's also about nutrition, diet, and I'm not saying we go on a diet, but you might want to bring something into your diet. We start looking at our health. We start looking at how we exercise. We look at all sorts of things to make ourselves feel better. And when we're in an eight personal year, we start wanting to look better. We start looking in our wardrobe and going, these have got to go. And suddenly we come up with a great idea. But don't be surprised if we kind of make sure that it fits our business life. If you're in a nine personal year, we're wrapping up the last 9 years. Now, these people really will be looking at everything, people, places, and things, and saying, what works for me, what's not? Because it is not unusual that we end a lot of things on a nine. This is not a bad thing. It's not a negative. But what we're doing is we're looking at jobs. We're looking at relationships. We're looking at where we live, anything and everything. And if it is not to our benefit, it is not unusual that we choose. We may not act until the following year, but we choose to say, I need to let that go. I need to move forward if I want the best life for myself. And let me tell you, more closets and garages get cleaned out during a nine personal year than any other time. Now, if you have added up your month, the date of your birth, and the 2013, and it comes to an 11, a 22, it won't come to a 33, that's too high, just know that you can reduce it to a single digit, a 2 or a 4, but there will always be a lot more spirituality, definitely a lot more intuition involved in what I just described.
Wow.
So that's just a little synopsis of all of them.
And having this insight now not only helps you know what your personal year is, but the, if I understand right, the qualities that you're describing that go with each of these numbers, that
right.
goes into, then you can find out what the vibration of the day is, what the vibration of you personally is, your personal number, the vibration of the year, the vibration of the month. You can do relationships this way. I've heard you do addresses on the air. Is there
yes.
anything that this does not apply to?
Not really, because numerology is an ancient belief system that everything in the world vibrates with some type of a number system, a number vibration. That goes for our names, our birth dates. It goes for the numbers on our houses or the number that's right on the door of our apartment. It even gets right down to your account number at your bank. And we can't always choose those, as you know, but we can look up our Social Security number. We add all those up, there is a vibration to it. And just as a fun thing, I did that one time, and I added up my Social Security number, which I won't announce on the air, and it comes out to my maturity number, which is the last number that we practice from about 55 years on. And so, believe it or not, my Social Security number is exactly what my maturity number is.
Oh, my gosh.
And for,
that's amazing.
For those who don't, this is like a second job in life. So I thought it was interesting that I was given, at the age of 11, a number that was going to match what I would eventually do for the last part of my life.
That is fascinating stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Cheryl Patton. You can check out her website, which is cheryl-patton.blogspot.com, cheryl-patton.blogspot.com. You can also check her out on YouTube, where she's One Woman's Wisdom. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network
you can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is Cheryl Patton, and you can connect with her at cheryl-patton.blogspot.com. Now, Cheryl, we have a request from Chrissy, and I'm going to go ahead and give you her birth date if that's okay, and you can bestow
Great.
Some numerological wisdom on Chrissy. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
All right. So her birth date is 12/28/76, 1976. Oh, she's young. Very, very young.
Thank you.
Yeah, there are times that when somebody will give me a birth date, and I think, I know what I was doing that year. And it's usually like way after college. Chrissy, you're born on a one day. You have a four attitude number and your life path. You say you were born in 1976?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You are a nine life path. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that real fast. That one, you've got the best, what I call both worlds. You've got the one and the nine. The nine is going to be the philanthropist, but it's also the counselor. It's also the therapist. And it doesn't mean you have a shingle out saying that I went to a university and I'm a social worker, but you have that heart that says I can listen.
But I actually am.
And, are you?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And it says, I want to heal your pain. The one, however, says I want to be very independent, but I'm a real go-getter. So between the go-getter and the person that wants to sit, you can understand, I call it that 1-9 combination. You've got a little bit of everybody from 1 to 9. So that's what makes you guys the great counselors. And let's take a peek at what's going to go on in 2013.
I love that combination.
Oh, here we go. You have my favorite. You're a number one. It means you've just started a whole new 9-year cycle. It's that year you start putting together what you really want to do. Now, what I want you to do is just step back 1 year into 2012. And if you felt like you just kept getting these little drops of wisdom that kept dropping into your mind, that's the nine, the old wisdom, and you think, I wonder if I should have done that. I wonder if I should do that. I wonder if I should go here. If you can remember back to some of those great ideas that you felt you'd like to implement, this is the year to do it. Now start to implement those things that you'd really like to go after. Nine has got a lot of motivation, a lot of determination. We're a little bit more independent. We're a little bit I want to say we can work very independently. We're innovative. These are our inventors. And so they can just really go forward. Like I said, I'm jealous. I like the one. A lot of enthusiasm. Go after your goals and dreams this year. That's what the number one is all about. Take the bull by the horns and go after what you want.
That is so accurate. Like, you couldn't be more accurate, just with the whole counselor and social worker thing and the go-getter attitude. And this past year, I have had a lot of ideas, and moving forward, I've felt a big pull for this year to really get the things accomplished that I've kind of been plotting in my mind. So,
well, you've got a whole year to do it.
Yeah.
And the fun part, I'm going to pick on Christy here real fast, is that each month, not only do you have a whole year that's got a number, but each month has a number. February, for you, is a personal 2 months in a personal 1 year. And what it says is you've got that 1-2. Again, the 2 says love, harmony, I care for other people. And the 1 says, but I'm still going to hang on to what I need to do to get through it. And if you're looking for a relationship, good month to do it. So that's January for you.
Wonderful.
Wow. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing your birth date on the air and letting Cheryl share some of that wisdom with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you teach numerology as well. Do you still do that, Cheryl?
I haven't set up my schedules yet because of my little bitty walk back in 2012.
Oh, that 600-mile thing.
That's right. I kind of put everything on hold for just a little bit because I was going to do a lot of thinking for myself and where I was headed. So I have not come up with a schedule as of yet, but I do. And anyone can pop in to my website and they'll find out when the next class is going to begin.
That's wonderful. And they can sign up there, right, so that they always know what's going on. And they can connect with you on the radio. They can connect with you on YouTube and also through
Absolutely.
The website.
That's right.
Now, one of the things that you are very generously doing is you have offered a 40-minute session. And I said, oh, Cheryl, how should we do the 40-minute session? You want to give that away? How should we do it? And you very graciously said that we should tie it to me, which I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So let's do this. The good place to find out information about Out of the Fog, what's happening next on the radio show, is through my Facebook fan page. And you can find that at facebook.com/FogCityPsychic. If you go there and you like that page, anytime between now and, let's say, midnight, as Friday's turning into Saturday, so by the end of the day on Friday, January 4th, I will do a random drawing from all the new likes that come in between now and midnight on January 4th as it's turning into January 5th, and one of those people will receive a free 40-minute consultation with Cheryl. Now, you've heard on the air that she's accurate and funny and insightful and nice, so go over to Fog City Psychic or to facebook.com/FogCityPsychic and like me. Won't you like me? And we'll do a random drawing for the 40-minute reading. Thank you, Cheryl. That's what a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I love it. I just so enjoy myself when I'm doing this. And I always have to tell people I don't set a clock and it doesn't stop in the middle of a sentence. So I usually will end up always going over the time when I'm reading for somebody because I have too much fun.
I had somebody ask me today what time he was looking to book a session with me and how long should he say and what if he couldn't get everything answered. And I said kind of the same thing. When there's guidance that needs to come through for you, time kind of expands to fit that. And so when you connect with someone, you are opening up that space and what needs to come through comes through. If it takes a couple extra minutes, it's going to take a couple extra minutes.
That's right. And I think for those of us who really enjoy what we do and we love what we do, we're the worst kid in the candy store. You know, we just keep going and going. Yeah, it's great fun.
What would you suggest for somebody who wanted to begin to learn a little bit about numerology right now, who wanted to be able to start to find out for themselves? How did you learn? Are there any study kind of helps that you can give to people? Anything you can recommend?
Actually, I'm going to suggest two books. I actually learned from my grandmother years and years and years ago, before the books were out. If you want to enjoy numerology with a little humor, find the book from Glynis McCants. Mm. And it says, I've got your number. You can learn it quick for what you need for, you know, what you need it for, and also the fact that she throws a lot of humor into it. And that is a great book to have. The other one is Numerology, The Romance of Your Name. This is by Dr. Juno Jordan. She is long past, but she was one of our pioneers. And both of them will give a very different outlook on it, but that's what it's all about. You have to find your niche, and so it's not all just one way. And it's good to learn a little bit of everything.
Wonderful. Cheryl, thank you so much for being on the show. As always happens with us, we didn't talk about half of what we could have talked about, and now you're going to have to come back. That, I'm afraid, young lady, you're going to have to come back on the show another time.
I would love to. I'd love to.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today, and many blessings to you for the new year.
Thank you, and you too.
That was Cheryl Patton, and you can find out more about Cheryl and her work at cheryl-patton.blogspot.com, and check her out on YouTube, where she is One Woman's Wisdom. Now, that is all the time we have for today. Head over to facebook.com/FogCityPsychic and like my page, darn it, so that you can be entered to win a 40-minute free session with Cheryl Patton. And then head over to FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything. See if we're a good fit to work together. I would love to connect with you for a session to find out what the new year holds for you. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.